Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're tackling an incredibly challenging subject this first hour. We're talking generally, big picture, about the threats that internet-based criminals pose to your family, specifically your kids. It is also, today is the day where the Wisconsin Department of Justice is hosting an annual conference on the exploitation of children. And they're talking specifically about the threats that a new exploding criminal problem is posing to children, and that is sextortion. Criminals posing often as young people reach out benignly to actual young kids, kids that you know, online. They strike up a conversation, a benign conversation. They end up requesting photos. The photo requests become more explicit. The criminals may share photos which look like the person that the child thinks they're communicating with. Once the child has provided the explicit material, the extortion begins. And I have with me John DeMay. He's a dad from Michigan. He's worked in law enforcement, whose son, Jordan, took his own life a mere 6 hours after being first contacted online by a group of criminals perpetuating a sextortion scheme. His son's third anniversary of his death just passed last month. John, there's a bunch of people on our text lines. I just want you to know, so one of my regular callers and listeners saying this actually happened to him when he was a kid, and thanking you for your bravery and your courage and talking with us. I know it's difficult. I also want to say on a deeply personal level, thank you. Because of your courage, people know about Jordan and people will be able to better protect and help their kids and other children. So thank you. I wanted you to just give us, and I apologize that we literally ran out of time. Tell us a little bit about how, like, the pressure that mounted. These criminals, again, enticed your child to share embarrassing photos and images, and then they actually posted them. Am I getting that?
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry. We're gonna work to get John back. Unfortunately, sometimes with our technologies here, things can be a little splashy. If you're just joining us, why don't we have State Senator, this is Wisconsin State Senator Jesse James, who joined me earlier today. He defined sextortion for us, and he did this because Senator James is one of the Wisconsin legislators that have introduced and are advocating for criminalizing this behavior specifically in the state of Wisconsin. Let's listen. This is Cut 19. Let's listen to Senator James define this problem.
Being in law enforcement, you deal with a variety of different types of cases. And what sextortion is, well, it's kind of extortion or sexual extortion, will bring new penalties in our state for these types of cases. Sextortion is typically with our youth, but it can be found in adult cases as well. But it's when someone, often a younger person, but not exclusively to our young people, believes they're communicating with someone their own age, who's interested in a relationship. And the victim will share revealing photos, usually sexually explicit photos, or sometimes I've seen some stories across our nation that they're AI generated as well. Mm-hmm. And then the person that they think that they're in a relationship with will threaten them, and they'll threaten the youth to share the photos with family, friends, put them on social media, unless they get something in return. Usually it's money they'll usually ask for money, or like the Bitcoin stuff, or and that's often exchange, and then they say, well, that's exchange for silence, that I won't do this if you do this. So but what we've seen is oftentimes the sexual explicit material is released regardless of payment being received or not. So the threat alone has resulted in an alarming number of deaths by suicide across our nation.
Folks, that's Senator Jesse James, State Senator Jesse James, one of a group of legislators here in the state of Wisconsin working to add a criminal penalty to criminalize sextortion as a specific crime. Extortion, of course, illegal. They're working to make sextortion, which especially has plagued our young people in this country. Law enforcement at both the state and federal level have called for more understanding, more awareness of this. They are referring to this as an epidemic. It is happening every day in every community. I guarantee you that some young person that you know is or has been targeted by this scheme. More than 13,000 reports of online financial sextortion of minors were received by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security between October 21st and March of 2023. And at least 20 suicides have occurred because of this sextortion. One happened here in Wisconsin. As we work to get John DeMay back, his son Jordan also took his life as the result of this scheme. It has happened in Ohio, Australia, Scotland. We're going to come back after these brief messages with Mr. DeMay. We're going to talk more about what you can do to protect your family and advocate for some legislative change in our community and yours. Keep it locked. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.